My name is Angel Hernandez. I am 16 years old. Today's date is May 9th, 2019, and I am speaking with...
Mr. Yoder.
Who is my woodshop teacher? We are recording this interview in Gallup, New Mexico. Being a teacher, how has it been over the past few years?
It's had its ups and downs. At the beginning of any teacher's life, they struggle to understand how to fill out the paperwork and the politics, how administration wants you to go through different types of data and different types of way to strategize on learning styles. So it was rough in the beginning, but after my fifth year, it's been really well. It's been really good underneath the administration of Mr. McFarland. Been really good the last 5 years.
The years you have been here on Earth, do you have any wisdom to give to us as students?
Yes. As students, you're always going to hear things like, do your best, try your hardest. What I'm going to say is, find something you love. Do something that makes you happy, and screw the rest. Can I say that? Yeah, okay. Find something that makes you happy, and pursue that to the best of your ability. Other things... Let's see. Don't eat yellow snow. That's a positive. Always carry a pocket knife. And some people, here's a really good one for you, okay? Some people that you lose, not always people that you have lost. Meaning, some people are not worth your time, okay?
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Be honest, try hard, no matter what you do.
How did you learn them?
Let's see. Owning my own company, I used to be a contractor in North Carolina. Can't have a company unless you work hard. And being honest, nobody wants to be friends with somebody who's dishonest. So I've learned those the hard way.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
I'd say my mentor in high school was a guy named David Yon. He was like an older brother to me who taught me tons of ways about being a man, mechanics, taught me about carpentry. How to handle life.
What would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
I'd say the same thing. He taught me about integrity. Whatever your yes is your yes. Whatever your no, make sure that you don't lie to people. Same thing. If you're going to commit to something, always do it. If somebody's asking you to do something for them, he taught me that to give of yourself is always better than being selfish.
Can you remember a time in your life when you felt alone?
The obvious answer would be, in like relationship-wise, when I didn't have a wife or not having a girlfriend or anything. That's a silly answer. But a truthful answer is, being in Gallup, you can be alone many, many different ways. Standing morally, objectively on something. People don't agree with you. Being a teacher, there's times in teachers they don't agree with each other. You kind of feel alone at times. So I'd say, yeah, my earlier years in my 20s, I felt alone when I took stands on things.
What are you proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud?
Proud of my students. Every year that I do a competition called Skills USA, I always take kids to a competition in Albuquerque where they compete in framing, electrical, masonry, different types of competitions. I'm always proud of them because for the last 8 years, we've always got brought back some type of state gold, silver, bronze. And why? Why am I proud of them?
Yes.
Because they're doing something outside of their field of study. Any kid can do math. Any kid can do science. But it takes somebody extra to frame a house, lay brick. That's not something that you typically learn in school today. And it takes a lot of motivation for them to earn a gold medal.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Difficult memory would be losing my brother-in-law to suicide. That was a really rough time. Kind of walking through understanding why somebody would do what they would do, thinking that life is not bearable to the point where everyone around that person loved him and tried to help him, but it was more of a he couldn't stand life, and it's hard for me to wrap my mind around that, how you can be in that position in life.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Yeah, probably. It'd have to be the time that I asked my wife to marry me. She's my best friend. She's a person that understands the craziness of my life. And we were at Disneyland, standing in front of the castle, trying to trick her to take to photograph. And when she turned around, I was on my knee. It was my happiest moment of my life.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Yes, many different times. I decided to not go to college in New Mexico. I decided to go all the way across the United States and go to college in North Carolina. Outside my comfort zone, my social network, that really shaped who I was. Starting my own company, that was a hard one in my life, shaped who I was. Being an educator is really hard, dealing with certain students. Has really stretched me in my patience. I think anything else? Let me see the question one more time. You think that?
Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Yeah, I talked about having my own company. In 2008, a negative aspect is when the economy fell out and nobody wanted to build homes. I went through a time where I didn't have a job for 6 months. It was kind of a stretch in my life. It was not a positive time. I had to rethink about what I was going to do in life, my career. It was really hard for me. So, but ultimately, that's what led me to education.
That's mine.